the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is MJ Crowder. And MJ, we've got that golf tournament coming up. We've been talking about it for a long time, but it is coming up real soon now.
It's right around the corner. It's right around the corner. And I can't wait.
And still need some more golfers, more foursomes, and we could probably even use a whole sponsor or two. So if you've got a business and you'd like to get some exposure for your business, it's really easy. Just give us a call, and it doesn't cost a whole bunch of money. We'll get you all set up for that. You get some good exposure for your business, and it helps Catholic Radio out.
And we've mentioned this before, but you do not need a foursome. If you have, if there's one of you, if there's two of you, if there's three of you, we will round out the foursomes. We've got plenty of space for that. We also have, it's a little bit, the venue is the same as last year.
Yes, Plum Creek.
Right. And we've already ordered the weather. It's going to be beautiful. We had to pay a premium for that this year.
This year we hope the weather is going to be
beautiful. It's going to be beautiful. End of May, it'll be great.
The snow should be over by then.
And we couldn't say that confidently a month ago. Okay, so what else? The golf outing,
That's pretty much it for right now. The number, if you need more information about the golf, is 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400.
Our guest today on Faith in Action, Megan Sternhagen, and her mother, Beth Matthews. God bless you both and welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, MJ.
You know, you were our guest last fall. We talked a little bit about Pure Fashion last fall. And when you were here before, I said, okay, so when it gets closer, come back and we'll talk about it. And you know, it seems as you get older, and I'm a couple years older than you, time flies. I mean, that just was a couple weeks ago. It seems that you were here in the studio.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And now we're coming up. The Pure Fashion event is actually in a couple weeks.
Yeah, just 2 weeks away. Exactly.
2 weeks away. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we'll get all into that. But for our listeners who did not hear the first airing last fall, tell us all about Pure Fashion. What is it? Is it a program? Is it just the fashion show? Is it what ages? We want to know everything. So let's start with you, Megan, first. How did you get involved in this?
I got involved actually through my mom. She and my little sisters. My sisters were too young last time that Indianapolis hosted a Pure Fashion show. But there were several different moms in the area or different women that really felt in their hearts that they were being called to put on a Pure Fashion show. So my mom had heard about it, and I had always wanted to do something like this. Several of my friends had done it, and I was like, hey, sign me up. I want to help out.
So, okay, you said too young. Your sisters were too young. So what age group are we targeting here?
Normally, you can gear it towards whichever age you want. Pure Fashion is very flexible in that sense. For our program that we normally host, it's between the ages of 8th grade to 10th grade. And then 11th and 12th graders are normally encouraged to be team leaders or people that, you know, just help the younger girls along as good role models.
So the mentors. So we're looking at about, what, Beth, 13, 14?
Yes, 13, 14, 15. Some of our 16-year-olds are also models. And then we've actually, our team leaders are more like our supermodels. They are what, like Megan said, the younger models can aspire to and just kind of watch in action and be very close to.
Okay, so when you talk about models and you talk about a fashion show, help our listeners understand the difference between this Pure Fashion show and models. And the supermodels that they see in Vogue and Cosmo and on TV, the beautiful skin, the perfect bodies, the great hair. So what are you looking for, and what kind of girls would enjoy this program? I mean, do they have to be pimple-free, beautiful, 110 size 2 girls, or what are we looking at here?
I would have to say that we've actually spent a great deal of time helping the girls to understand that they are beautiful because God created them in His image, and helping to expose the fake look that we've become accustomed to seeing on TV and in the magazines. Our eyes are accustomed to seeing that, and so we start to think that that is what we need to look like, when in reality we can actually enhance what God has given us, kind of display it beautifully, and make it something that makes the girls feel good about themselves the way God made them. So when we're looking for a pure fashion model, we're basically looking for a girl who wants to reach out to others and show them the beauty that God has given them. And that has been an amazing path we've been on. And we've seen some incredible transformation in these young girls as they let that beauty shine.
You mean from the program from September to May?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing, because our St. Simon's, our parish, has this ongoing program, the Dove Beauty Project. And I know that many of our listeners will understand, and that will kind of ring a bell. Are you familiar with Dove?
Yeah, definitely.
The soap has kind of encouraged people, women especially, to look at themselves through real lenses. I mean, into the way that other people see them. Lots of times we look at ourselves and what we see in the mirror and what other people see is not the same thing.
Exactly.
But I think it's so important that young girls do not compare themselves to others, but understand the beauty individually that they have. So when we talk about pure fashion, explain to me what the word pure means, okay? And I also want to get into a little bit about what you... Okay, so I know that it's a program, a 9 or 10 month program, but I also want to jump to the end product. And do you really have girls that are wearing different outfits, bathing suits, dresses, pants, shorts, blah, blah, blah? Do we really have that at the end? Next week, in a couple of weeks, are we really going to see a fashion show?
You will see a fashion show. We are not doing bathing suits.
I know. Oh, come on. I mean, is it because they're so hard to find a modest bathing suit or what?
No, I think the reason for not doing the bathing suits is probably because we're very limited on how many outfits we can do.
Okay.
With the number of models, we were able to reach a lot of girls this year. So we have a lot of models. They are going to have some really amazing outfits.
Okay.
It'll kind of be a surprise what you see, but you're going to see some really beautiful modest, beautiful outfits that really click with the youth and young adults today. It's not just for teens.
Now, do the clothes come from particular places, or does each girl go to their own store and buy their own things, or are there certain stores that specialize in clothing for the event?
Actually, what we've done is we have different venues or different clothing stores that have offered to allow our models to display their clothing. And one thing that I really like is that we actually don't go to, okay, this is a store that specializes just in modest clothes. Mm-hmm. What we've really done is we have someone who's doing right now an amazing job of getting the girls all paired up with different outfits and fitted, using just stores that we all shop at. And so it's not really a specialty. I really admire the specialty stores that are out there that really tailor toward modest, pure clothing. But for most young people, they have to go to what's there in the mall or what they see. And so they're really working with those stores to find amazing clothing that is what you might see in any high school or college. And yet it's very modest.
Okay, if you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, we're talking about pure fashion, Megan Sternhagen and Beth Matthews, mother-daughter team. Now, Megan, your mother brought the word up, so let's talk about it, and that's modest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is not a word that we hear very often. It's not a word that I see on social media much.
No, you wouldn't.
At all. I don't see it in the newspaper. I don't hear it talked about on TV. So for our listeners that are listening and the moms, and there may be some daughters, this program is going to run all week. So let's, I would like for you to define modest. So, and I want to be pretty specific. So are we talking about, I'm talking about in dress, I'm talking about neckline, I'm talking about length of skirts. What do you, in the program, how do you define modest?
All right, well, and Mom, you can correct me if I say something wrong, but from what I understand, in general, in the program, we kind of do things backwards in the sense of, in if you start out with a fashion show, normally they start out with things like dress and style and poise and things like that way early on in the program, whereas we began with... like, who are you as a daughter of God? What is your beauty founded in? Like my mom was saying earlier, and I think we had a retreat in November, and we really covered that because the girls have a lot of questions. They receive a lot of peer pressure from school and different friends, and from, like you were saying, from the different magazines that they have. But what we explained to them is that You dress according to how you want to, like, what is the image you're trying to get across? If you understand who you are as a child of God, as a daughter of the King, then you would not want to dress provocatively. You would not want to dress in a way that would give people the wrong image about you. And so you say things like, you know, necklines or skirts, things like that. We do have some practical points that we encourage the girls. We have a four finger test from your collarbone.
Okay, we're going to get into more specifics right after the break. Let's take a break.
This program is made possible by Peyton Manning Children's Hospital at St. Vincent, providing parents with answers to kids' health questions from a registered nurse 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 317-338-KIDS. More information is available at kidshealthline.com. And remember, for answers to kids' health questions 24 hours a day, it's 317-338-KIDS, a service of Peyton Manning Children's Hospital at St. Vincent.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Megan Sternhagen. She's a newlywed, by the way. Just had to throw that in there. I have to keep looking at my notes because it was Megan Matthews. The last time we talked last fall, it was Megan Matthews.
Yes, it was.
Actually, when you lined up the guests for this program, since you lined up the guests, the names have changed.
That's true. So she is a hot off the press newlywed. And Beth Matthews, her mother. Before the break, we were talking about or just beginning to get into specifics of modesty. And I know that your program is dealing with helping young women to understand their value in the eyes of Christ and their value as far as them understanding themselves, what their value and beauty is, inner beauty is. But I would like to ask specifically about clothes and and guidelines, because I think a lot of girls will, and we have this discussion as adults, and a lot of moms listening will have had this discussion with their daughters, what they consider appropriate and modest, and it might be different from family to family. It might be different from girl to girl. It certainly has been a discussion in the past in my family, what one considers appropriate and not. So there are certain guidelines. Back in the day, I remember reading, they were called Mary-like guidelines. And my mother would bring them out and toss them on the dinner table every once in a while. And it would be food for discussion. So what are the standards that you like to promote within Pure Fashion?
Right. Well, and as I mentioned, we always encourage the girls, like, what are you trying to convey? What is the message you're trying to show? Because with the way that you dress, you are sending a message. Whether it is a positive one or a negative one is your decision. So there are several practical guidelines, because otherwise they're just floating. They're like, well, I think this looks good and the girls at school wear it, but I don't know. Like, should I, like, I, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be floor length skirts and turtlenecks. We encourage the girls to dress. You can show your personality. There's some girls that are, you know, more tomboys and like to wear jeans and t-shirts, and some that are like to wear, you know, pink fluffy things like that. And it's totally fine to show your, let your personality shine, but while keeping, preserving the dignity and, as we were talking earlier, about the mystery of that I understanding that I am precious and I am beautiful and I don't and that's something that needs to be protected and preserved. We do encourage the girls with the forefinger underneath your collarbone as the maximum for the neckline. Also with skirts, we do encourage a knee length. Or possibly right above the knee, but also to keep in mind when you sit down, that will definitely rise. And not to wear anything that will overemphasize or, draw unwanted attention. Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question for you. I've had this discussion before with someone. We had a family visitor who came from Brazil and stayed with us for a few days. It was an exchange student family type situation. Mm-hmm. And this girl, we went out for an evening and she wore an outfit that she eventually changed after we had a discussion, but it was plunging and low cut. She thought nothing of it. That she wasn't, when I mentioned that it was a little bit revealing, more than a little bit revealing, she was shocked and said, "That's not my intention. I don't intend. That's not my idea. That's not my intention. I'm not trying to be a come on. And so I would like for you to address that. What do you say to the girl who is wearing something with maybe cleavage showing, maybe, her figure painted on, the paint's painted on? There's a country song that says, I like it when you paint on your pants or something like that.
Yes.
What do you say to the girl who says, I have no intention of wearing it seductively or wearing it to, I'm just wearing it because this is what I like and this feels good. What do you say to that?
Well, the interesting thing to realize is that most girls dress to please other girls.
Right.
We're all comparing each other. You walk into the room and you say, "Hey, what's she wearing? What does she look like today?" But what I would say to those girls or to people that are struggling with that particular aspect is that we're also, as daughters of the King, we are out there to protect our brothers in Christ. And no matter what your intention might be, the way that you dress, for men especially and boys, they will see you and certain thoughts will come straight to their head, and it's not their fault. It's not necessarily your fault either, because that's not what you were trying to bring across. It's a biological thing, really. But also it's also
a product of our culture. I think our culture has really stressed through the media that this clothing is meant to bring certain responses from men and young boys even. And so therefore, when you wear this clothing, also that's what they're thinking, is that the clothing is meant to do that. And so, maybe that's not what God intended. I'm sure it's not what God intended, but it's in our culture. It's part of our culture. And so when my thought is, when we have someone, we've also had exchange students from Europe who have, one of them last year, by the end of the summer, she was starting to feel, I think, a little uncomfortable in her bathing suit. And she actually said to one of my daughters, "For us, it's how much skin can you show is the best thing. And you don't do that." And I'm not seeing that. And then we had another situation where a young girl was at a water park and wearing a very modest bathing suit. And one of the lifeguards actually said to her, "Thank you so much for what you're wearing, because it is so hard for us." And so I know you mentioned the bathing suits, and that is just another affirmation that they're trying. There are young men out there who are trying, and young girls who don't understand what's happening. So you also want to find out what it is that is behind their thoughts. Like with our young girl from that's our exchange student, you don't want to attack. You don't want to make her feel bad.
No, we don't.
But
no.
Just gently to let them know what's going on here. And allow them, when their hearts are where they need to be with Christ and they really understand how beautiful they are, they change on their own.
Yeah, at what age should a person start to become concerned about this? I mean, if you wait till you're 16 and all of a sudden say, "Oops, I got to do something different," how would you avoid that? I mean, what age would you start at? A 5 or 6 year old probably doesn't have much to worry about in that area, but by the time they're 16, they do. So what kind of a transition or ramp would they learn on?
Well, children are very, very much influenced by peers. And that's one of the beauties of pure fashion is they're surrounded by other models who are also trying to be pure in what they wear and the style they have. So children are very influenced by peers. So surrounding them with other children who are also dressing modestly helps. So, and then also their mothers. There are moms out there who do not dress very modestly. And so their daughters, and they're the ones that dress their daughters. And for some mothers, they think, well, they're just so little, it doesn't matter. And they start dressing them in very seductive clothing, actually, for young girls. And it's very hard then to say suddenly that was okay then and now it's not okay.
Sure.
So it's a gradual thing of letting them know, but they also, young people have to be supported by a peer group who is also doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. It is just too hard. It's hard enough as adults to stand out and be alone, but not for the young people.
You know, when in our family, we have 3 girls and we used to have 2 bathing suits, one a vacation bathing suit and a backyard bathing suit. But the lines got blurred because the kids, when we would be out shopping, mm-hmm. I would allow tankinis for, and one-piece bathing suits and tankinis for vacation bathing suits. And one that showed, then the girls wanted to sun in the backyard. But my argument always was, so they wanted a little bit more skin showing between the top and the bottom because they wanted to get sun. I mean, right? What's wrong with that? Except, why, when you're getting sun in the middle part of your body, when are you showing that? What's the whole point? So we always had quite a discussion about vacation bathing suits and home bathing suits until we had to drop the vacation bathing suit moniker when we went out shopping. Okay, so there is an event coming up. So let's talk about that because, first of all, how do you get funding? How do you, how do you get the clothes? How do you put on the event, the dinner? I know that it's coming up Mother's Day. So tell us, Megan, what's the deal with person, place, or thing, and give us a website, give us phone numbers, talk to us.
Okay. Well, like you said, the event is on Mother's Day this year, which is really exciting for us because we think that just kind of that exemplifies everything that we are trying to get across to the girls. We want it to be a special event for grandmothers, mothers, sisters, daughters, aunts, and it's also an event for the men of the family as well to be there to support their daughters, the fathers in the show, and I think it's going to be a really wonderful, beautiful event. It is at the Ritz Charles.
Okay, the date is
May 11th.
The date's May 11th, Sunday, May 11th.
Yes.
And what's the website?
The website, you can figure out more about the event at www.purefashion.com. Each of the models raises their own money for being in the event. They look for sponsors. They also are the ones who have been helping find different to ask different stores.
Are the models on the website?
No, the models are not on the website. On purefashion.com, you can go to the events page. And look up, there will be a big map of the United States. You click on Indianapolis, okay. And it'll show you all the different details for our Pure Fashion Show here in Indianapolis.
Okay, so we have someone listening. They like the idea, they like the concept, and they want to help, mm-hmm. and maybe even financially. So what would they do? Is there a specific, you said there's specifically Indianapolis or Indiana.
Yes.
Is there a way that they can click on something and help out financially?
They can email Pure Fashion Indy. It's pfindy@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or if they would like to call either to make a donation or to buy seats. We are still selling seats for the event.
What's the cost?
The cost for the event is we have seats at tables, and those are $30 a seat. But we also have $25 tickets for more theater style in the rows of seats. The seats that have that are at the tables, they also have like an hors d'oeuvre and a light dessert. And it'll be a very, very nice event. But we do have the theater style seating also, which is a little less expensive at $25.
Now for somebody who is listening who says, gee, that sounds like something my daughter, my granddaughter, my niece should be, could be interested in. how do they go about becoming part of it?
Well, for this event, it's already closed, and it was in the fall. The models spend the whole 9 months preparing for this. But they can go to purefashion.com and go to the Indy site and let people know there on that that they're interested. We also have at the Pure Fashion Show. There will be more information on the next upcoming one. At this point, that's still in the works of thinking about. But do you want me to go ahead with how to get the tickets?
I was just going to say our guest today on Faith in Action, Megan Sternhagen, Beth Matthews. We just have about a minute left.
All right. Well, let me just tell you, if you are interested in this, because it is going to be an amazing show, our show is going to be with One Girl Nation, which is an amazing young group of very dynamic singers, and they are going to be performing. They're very amazing. You go to iticket.com. That's iTickets.com, or you can call 800-965-9324 to reserve a specific table. But you'll go to their you go to that site, you go to the featured events, you'll scroll down to May 11th, and it'll be right there, and you can choose to get the tickets, either the $30 or the $25, but if you want a special table for particular, you need to call that number that I gave you.
Okay. Our guests today, again, Megan Sternhagen, Beth Matthews, talking about Pure Fashion. We're out of time. I was hoping that it always goes so quickly.
One thing real quick, the MC is going to be a former Miss USA. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. A former, I can't remember her name at the moment, but it is a former Miss Indiana the MC, accompanied by One Girl Nation, an amazing new Christian band that have agreed to come and sing for the Pure Fashion Show.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest today, and may the Lord's peace be with you.
Thank you.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a guest or a topic for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. May the Lord's peace be with you.